I've told people not to get angry about this, that you're being conned. And lots of folk do get awfully, awfully angry. Awfully angry. When you help to wake them up. Because you see, they want to have this fake world that they're standing on, the fake reality. You know, my feet are on the ground and I'm quite safe feeling and all that. They want you to replace it with something else. Made to measure for them, ready made. So as you pull the old reality out, you pop in this new one. So they can feel grounded and safe and secure. And that's not what I do. You see, only you can find your own ground to stand on. Because it's a choice. And everyone has the choice of saying, okay, I'm quite happy with my life. It's not the best. I like to be wealthier and better looking, whoever it happens to be. And not have financial worries, that kind of thing. They want to be fairly secure and no one's bothering them and no one's leaning upon them to change their ways or to threaten them with anything at all. They want that security because they have decided to be children forever, you see. And all the advertising that's pumped at you your whole life long and what they churn out today as movies are really things that would be designed for children at one time. It's now throughout the adult population, they watch all this stuff. And the tears come to their eyes, the right spots. And the anger will get well up inside them when they see the bad person doing something wrong. As they're switched on and off, all these different neurons in their brain so perfectly. And they're quite content being kept in an infantile stage by people who are more professional and more well-educated, as they're told over and over and over, and expert in particular topics and subjects than they are. Therefore, you are a child when you believe that. In some histories, in some Hollywood histories, of course, where they demonize their favorite targets. They'll show you tyrannies at work in a fictional form, but they'll show you how anyone who disagrees with the status quo of a tyranny and who voices personal objections to certain things in the system at the time, or doesn't praise the great leader, or the very government itself, they're dealt with brutally in such movies. And that we know from wars, the Soviet system and the Nazi system, that's how it was. And they were not unique, believe you me, because down through history, every government's used these techniques on their people at different times in history, more overt, sometimes more quiet, and well, more hidden, put it that way, in other times in history. And it never changes, unfortunately. But today it's getting worse and worse. In fact, it'd be even worse of a tyranny because no government before had such incredible powers to observe every single person in the nation at the same time, every second and minute of every day.